I will reach out to the people all over the world to spread the sun. I will reach out to the people all over the world to spread the sun.
There are some Islamic brothers who keep on calling and phoning. They try once, the phone rings and rings, and the other person doesn't pick up. They will try again. Again and again, they will continuously phone that person so many times. They will continue phoning until he picks up. And Baba, many mobiles are designed in such a way that if you want to send a message or make a call while someone is continuously calling you, so his calls keep coming and you can't do what you want. So you will have to wait and you cannot send any message. If you're trying to read somebody's message, you can't do so. You can't do nothing. Some people send text messages, Baba. They send so many messages continuously. They send so many messages that you cannot be aware of it, of what it contains, unless you open and you read it. People keep sending the same message and the person will phone over and over again. And they keep doing so till the call ends. So the person who is the receiver of the call on the other end, he will certainly be annoyed with that person. And this is no surprise. So in this situation, please tell us, is it necessary for that person to pick up the call or not? So is it necessary? If it is not necessary, then what is the caller's moral responsibility? Please provide us with some guidance.
When someone goes to visit somebody, he's supposed to knock his door 3 times. And if he knocks the door 3 times, and no one opens the door, then it's fine, since he doesn't want to meet him. In addition, it's impermissible for him to take offense and to have a bad opinion of him or to complain about him, since it's not obligatory for him to receive you. So a person should leave the place happily if he doesn't get any response after the third knock. It is mentioned in Bahar al-Rashid that one should go back happily. I mean something like, it's not obligatory for him to meet him is mentioned in it. Now some of the people who telephone like this, they are impatient. And it's an attribute. They'll knock the doors very hard and they'll keep on doing so. And they'll keep on ringing the doorbell until they get some sort of a response. There is a group of people and they are very impatient. They are hasty people and they want to do everything quickly. And whatever job they get, they just want to do it as quickly as possible. These type of people won't even let people use the toilets calmly. They will be confused at the fear by the continuous knocking at the door. And they're worried that maybe the person will be mad with them as soon as they step out of the toilet. So such behavior like this has crossed the boundaries of etiquettes. So if a person calls someone once and he on the other end doesn't attend the call, then he can assume that he would be in the toilet or he might be busy with something. And that's why he's not attending the call. After calling it once, call him after 5 to 7 minutes. And if he still doesn't pick up, then telephone him after waiting for some more time. When you telephone someone, the receiver gets your number. And it's enough that your number is now in his mobile phone screen. And if he really wants to ring you, he'll get back to you. Also needs to be considered who he is talking to, as this falls into categories as well. For instance, if a father calls his son, he will have his own way. Similarly, if two persons have the understanding between them, they will have their own way. And if a person calls someone from a company or a busy personality, then he will have to be very careful that excessive calling may hurt his feelings. Similarly, sending a lot of messages to a person who already gets many messages will fill his mobile phone memory up. And it's also not easy to read out all these messages. When they show me the messages, I find it difficult to read the Urdu messages with the transliteration. I take some time to read them. I really avoid these things. I very rarely read them. I don't even know how to receive a text message. I really don't know. I also don't even know how to send a text message. I don't have a mobile phone. And I don't even know how to make a call.
I will reach out to the people all over the world to spread the sun. I will reach out to the